plays. Second down and 9 for the Deckerville Eagles inside Kingston territory at the 42.5-yard line. I formation. As a handoff right of the middle, Derek Snyder gets tripped up across the 35 and falls out to about the 33-yard line, very close to that first down marker. Looks like it'll be about a 9-yard gain. Tackle made by number 11, Brian Hobson, defensive end for Kingston. Just shy of that first down marker, third down and a yard to go.
Oh, and if Hobson doesn't get a hand on that shoelace, I think is all he got, and trip up Derek Snyder, he's off to the races. And that's not a race even Hunter James wants to be in. Even though it'd be fun for us to watch up here, but that's a touchdown-saving trip up there by Hobson, but it's still another really good gain when Deckerville needs it to make third down now just a yard away.
Snyder in the backfield, Lamont in front of him, as a handoff to Snyder. Has the first down, gets to the 30-yard line before Ford progress is stopped after a 4-yard gain. Hobson with another stop for the Kingston defense. First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles, marching further and further into Kingston territory.
Another first down for Deckerville. They've had a whole bunch of them ready in this first half. Their offense has done a really good job tonight. Kingston has had no answer. They got to find a way, though, if you're Kingston, to come up with a stop here. If you can get the ball in your offense's hands before the end of this half, you can really keep this game close and try to figure some things out in the locker room at halftime.
First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles and the Kingston 30-yard line. They lead 12-8, 6:35 before the half is over. First and 10. Kineth gained the word from head coach Bill Brown. He handles the offense. His brother Boone Brown handles the defense.
I wonder what Thanksgiving dinners conversations are talked about, Clark.
Well, hopefully their Thanksgiving still maybe a celebration up in Marquette if they had their way. First and 10, tight I formation. Handoff to Derek Snyder going through the left gap. Gets out for about 5 yards down to the 25-yard line. Tackle made by Kingston, number 53. That'd be Gunnar Thompson, defensive tackle for the Cardinals. Second down and 5 for the Eagles.
Fast first half over there in Sandusky. It's 8-8 halftime score.
Wow.
Cass City got it down to the 10 before halftime before they turned it over on downs.
My guess is there's a lot of running. Anytime you mention Sandusky, you don't think pass, that's for certain.
And if Cass City had it their way, they have no problem keeping it on the ground. They got some explosive running backs over there as well.
Second to MLS and Ubley, 14 apiece each. 2 minutes and 40 seconds before the half is over. And off to Derek Snyder on a second down and 5. Has the first down, drags his defender inside the 10, all the way down to about the 8-yard line. And a big run from the 25 down to the 8, his 17-yard pickup. Tackle made by Aaron Kaler out of the secondary for the Kingston Cardinals. First and goal for the Deckerville Eagles.
33, Connor Henry had a shot at him too, but Snyder able to get away from him with his stiff arm, get up the sideline, and it took Kaler to come all the way over and shove him out of bounds to prevent a touchdown. But Deckerville now first and goal just inside the 10.
High formation, Kineth under center. Hand out to Derek Snyder, has a gap, down, touchdown Deckerville. From 9 yards out, Derek Snyder finds the end zone for the Deckerville Eagles. And that's the third Eagle touchdown tonight. It's now Deckerville 18, Kingston 8 with 5:23 left in the half.
Very impressive drive for Deckerville. We talked about time management and clock control. They almost scored too quickly. 5.5 minutes to go at halftime. Kingston has all the opportunity in the world to go down and counter that score with one of their own to stay in this game.
Going for two. Kind of throws to his right, looking to pass. Now he's going to keep it for himself. Dives down to that 1 yard line. Is he in? 2-point conversion is good. The first 2-point conversion good on 3 tries for the Deckerville Eagles tonight. It's now Deckerville 20, Kingston 8 with 5:23 left in the first half, right here on the WNW Sports Network.
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get their screening and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the BCUPS program. BCUP stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Deckerville has had three offensive drives, and each of them have resulted in a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good in that last one. It's now 20-8. Deckerville leading the Kingston Cardinals in week number 10 of high school football. These two teams met back in week number 5. Final score in that one was 38-20 in a blustery, very blustery, sustained winds at about 30 miles an hour that night. Kingston was unable to pass.
And no coincidence there. We were in Harbor Beach for that same night, the Harbor Beach Ubley first go around. Hopefully we can see them again next week. That would be another fun rematch to see.
Going more than likely an onside kick here from Curtis Vogel. No word yet, though. Still waiting. 5:23 left in the first half, 20-8. And this is going to be a squib down to about the 33. It's loose, and Deckerville has it at the 35-yard line.
No,
they lost it right at the last second there. In a white jersey, was able to jump on it. That would be number 13. Aaron Kaler saves the day for the Kingston Cardinals. And they will have another shot at this one. First and 10 from their own 35.
I think it was Batu Garay. I think that the ball bounced out of Kaler's hands into Garay's. When he dove on it, when he hit the ground, it popped right back into the arms of Aaron Kaler. It couldn't have gone any better for Kingston. But, wow, what a save there by Aaron Kaler. That could have been devastating for the Cardinals.
Man. First and 10 from their own 35-yard line. They trail by 12 points, 20-8, 5:18 left in the half. Harbor Beach leads Novell at the half, 8-0 after a goal line stand keeps the Novell scoreless in that first half. Hunter James on the keeper, goes to the right side, and he's getting swallowed up after about a 2-yard gain out to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Deckerville's number 21. That would be Derek Snyder out of the secondary. Second down and 8 for the Kingston Cardinals, left to right across your radio.
Good tackle there. Good job by that front 5, front 6 of Deckerville, keeping Hunter James in the backfield. He was looking for places to escape, places to run. There were no holes, and Derek Snyder eventually was able to clean him up just after a 2-yard gain.
4 minutes and 44 seconds left in the second quarter. Deckerville 20, Kingston 8. Two wide to the right. James in the shotgun has a man to his left. Looking to pass, stays in the pocket, throws right downfield, and is intercepted at the 48-yard line. Here comes Carlos Ibarra at the 30, down to the 25, and forced out of bounds. And that is just the second interception of the season for Hunter James, and both of them come against the Deckerville Eagles.
When you're a passing team, there's one thing you will learn at a young age you cannot do, and that is stare down your intended receiver. He was watching Aaron Kaler the whole time. Isaac Kyneth had him one-on-one, and Carlos Ibarra was on the other side of the field, and Hunter James never saw him. And when he released the football, Carlos Ibarra jumped the route, picked it off right in front of Kaler, and turns it upfield, and the Deckerville Eagles forced the first turnover of the game in a huge moment in this game. It's now they're 25 yards away from pay dirt, 4.5 minutes to go in the half, and a chance to blow this game wide open.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line, left side of your radio. Hand off to Carlos Ibarra, has positive yards, and dragged finally down after a 10-yard gain by that middle linebacker, Colton Stadler. And it's a first and 10 from the 15-yard line now after a 10-yard gain.
Just a relentless running game for this Deckerville offense. They're over 150 yards on the ground already. 15 yards to go now, Paydirt, after that first down run. Deckerville rolling right now in the first half.
Carlos Ibarra, 12 carries, 71 yards, and I do believe one score on the evening. Derek Snyder with two. Carlos Ibarra, no, Isaac Kyneth with one. Derek Snyder with the other two. Carlos Ibarra, the leading 12 carries at 71 yards. Doug was off last week. He's in Miami.
He's
a little rusty. Hand off to Carlos Ibarra on the left end. Gets all the way down to about the 5-yard line. Deckerville now just getting yardage in chunks at this point. And it's going to be a 9-yard gain. Tackle made by number 53, Gunnar Thompson for Kingston.
Doug was about to get one of those come on, mans that I like to watch before Monday Night Football. Another nice run there by Carlos Ibarra. 10 yards a pop here. This Deckerville offense is just rolling. Kingston has no answer. And when they try to spread it out a little bit, them D linemen, Isaac kind of just hits him with that quarterback sneak, and the Coach Brown and company just loving it. They're having their way with this Kingston defense.
Deckerville